Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And now, introducing the next great legend of wrestling. From humble beginnings to the electrifying figure, taking the world by storm. Bravely embarking on an epic quest from parts unknown. The journeyman traveling the world to take on the very best. He's here and ready to make his mark on history. Facing legendary challenges. The biggest name in town. The man who draws a crowd wherever he goes. The rising star that everyone wants to know. An unstoppable, insurmountable, high-flying behemoth in the ring. Unbelievable! He's bringing out moves we've never seen before. Wow! Can you believe it? One, two, three! Oh, yeah! Grab your tights. It's time for WrestleQuest!
From August the 8th, you will be able to get your hands on WrestleQuest, the brand new JRPG that is a love letter to professional wrestling. Here to talk about it with me from Mega Cat Studios is Zach Manco, along with James Dehan, and... second time we've spoken this week. Last time I had afternoon tea. I don't today, I'm afraid. I'm with Jeff Jarrett. How you doing?
You know what? I've been down and out. I ate some cookies or a sandwich that this person from Cultaholic brought to the interview. I'm just now recovering, but only WrestleQuest can get me off the ground, and I'll kidding aside. Great to see you again this week.
Lovely to see you again.
Monday and Friday. What a way to start. What a way to finish.
It's a heck of a bookend. I want to ask you a question before we get into the WrestleQuest goodness. A question that I didn't get a chance to ask you when we spoke on Monday. Since you're in the UK for AEW All in Wembley, I know that guitar has some targets on it. Give us the name of three British celebrities that you would like to smash with that guitar, Jeff.
Three British celebrities. I got to go... right out with Harry. Do I still call him Prince Harry? Is he still Harry?
He's kind of, we still call him Prince Harry. Just he distinguishes him amongst the other Harrys.
Okay, that's one. Jack Grealish, two.
Whoa, Jack Grealish!
Will that work?
Yeah, Grealish getting a kick in. What's Grealish done to you?
Okay. Number three, Mr. Tumble.
That was said with some bile and venom in your voice there, Mr. Tumble.
Yeah, right, it is.
Does he come on in your house a lot?
Too much. What do you think about that? I like to, you know, spread the love around. I think that's a diverse top three hit list.
You've covered sports, entertainment, and royalty. So that's pretty much all we do over here.
I told you. Check all the boxes, pal.
If you've got one swing left, I don't know, maybe Elton John or Ringo Starr.
Oh, it's real royalty. You know,
my mom would be livid that I said that.
One of his many hits is our song on Saturday Night's Collision.
Of
so,
course it is. You know. Saturday Night's all right for fighting.
You got to tie it. You always got to tie it back into wrestling. You always got to tie it back in.
Zach, I can't believe you told me to say Elton John there. I was that's really put me on the hop with.
Well, he was threatening you with that guitar. I mean, what were you going to do?
That's exactly what I was going to do. Zach, you know, the game
Zach's
is
on the hit list. You know, Zach's on the guitar hit list. You know, he's.
I've been through the list. I'm crossed off.
You have been taken off the list now.
Yeah.
Zach, Megacat Studios, it's great to have you with us today. As creative director, this is a game that you've described as being a big old bet on yourselves. Talk about the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, so we knew for a while that we wanted to do a wrestling game and also an RPG. You know, we've had lifelong fandom for both. And as we started to realize how closely the two were related, how much crossover there was, we realized like, well, this would be great to do. You know, this hasn't been done. Most wrestling games are just simulations. Why not do something that explores all the storytelling and narrative and larger than life characters, both in the ring and beyond, you know, all the behind the scenes machinations and things like that, hasn't been explored in this sort of like long form narrative format. So, yeah, we took a swing and here we are a couple of days from launch.
It's been a wonderful long time coming, but we are very nearly here now. James, I get the vibe that we're all wrestling fans amongst us. I think you've got to really throw yourself into a role like this. What's your earliest wrestling memory?
So I'm actually a Jeff Jarrett fan that found wrestling through Jeff. But I think it's a common entry point to the sport, if I'm being completely honest.
He's lying.
I was born and raised by wrestling. I was each fan in my house. And it's also worth noting, I know we're on a new topic, but Zach's Blast is our prescription because it's a guitar shot. Like it's he's never be the same. So right. I hope the game continues
forever
to have momentum.
Yeah, forever wrestle-fied.
But my first wrestling memory, it's a little bit long, so I'll give you the short version. I grew up in a really busy household of really wild, like my mom was like a foster parent, so we had a ton of just insanity of, you know, lots of kids, lots of noise, lots of animals. And my dad came downstairs like the day before Easter, and he's like, I have good news and bad news. The good news is, like, we have toys. The bad news is I had to rob the Easter Bunny. He's not coming for any other house. And I remember he gave me a batch of action figures, and I was like maybe five or six. It was like kindergarten, I remember. And my brother spanned from like 2 to 18, so big range for us. And I remember going upstairs and trying to peel my eyes open to watch this 9 o'clock like WCW event, and just falling in love with it from there. And I didn't know why I was so excited by it, but I was just entranced for, you know, the next 25 years, right? It just like it really had an impact. And I don't have a single memory pre-college without wrestling in my house. It was just like it was like a family event, you know. We just huddle up around Monday nights, Saturdays, Thursdays, whatever, wherever it was. So probably a more profane version if you want to talk inside about that, Tom. But a lot of memories. My brothers testing all sorts of moves out on me. That's why I started lifting weights, actually. So full circle.
So you can test them back.
No doubt.
Now, Jeff, I want to mix this up a bit because obviously I know that Zach, I want to get to your wrestling memories in just a moment. But Jeff, what's your first video game memory?
Oh, wow. I mean, do you call Coleco Football a video game?
Of course we do in this house.
I mean, I was absolutely hooked. It's like, you know, Christmas present. I played nothing else, could care less, played that hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. That the old Atari, you know, I'm a little past you guys generation. So, but you know, the real just simplistic. But you know, to kind of progress into my career, it's one of those bucket list items that guys today is, if I can just have an action figure, if I can just get into video game. And you know, at TNA, being a part of that game with Midway, and you know, I kind of wore multiple hats in that. I was in the game, I was a badass heel, I was, you know, on the business side of it. So my gaming relationship spans a long time. But no, that, I guess, to answer your simple question, is Coleco handheld football.
The first time you featured in a video game, Jeff, I'm going to date myself here. I believe it was WCW versus the World on the PlayStation in 1997. Obviously, you've been hands-on with making games and stuff. Is it weird playing as yourself in a game, Jeff?
No. but the whole gaming industry, from a business perspective, that's one of the things that I've always, you know, we can talk marketing and production, obviously, finance, legal, all the aspects that goes into promoting a show. But as the, you know, years roll by, you look at, you know, I can remember the first time sitting in one of my business meetings hearing that, okay, the gaming industry now has surpassed Hollywood. And you just kind of go, wow, it is a monster. Fast forward to, I don't know, two and a half years ago, when me and James connect and you hear Andre the Giant, Macho Man Randy Savage, you know, the Road Warriors and all the IP into it. And then the marketing line, a love letter to professional wrestling of the 80s and 90s. It's such an emotional connection. It's not a simulation game. It's really the essence of what we do with emotional engagement. That's the cool part of, you know, Muchacho Man is a young upstart. That's, you know, playing me in a video game is, for lack of a better word, just to use the term, it's a simulation. But kind of being emotionally connected to these characters that work their way up and go to the different aspects and the Japanese role playing, just that whole mentality, that's really the essence of professional wrestling. So that's why I just think this specific game at this specific time, the stars have aligned. They really have.
Zach, you again working on this love letter to pro wrestling, which is WrestleQuest. Now, how are there particular moments in this game that are arcing back to your own first early memories of wrestling that make you smile?
I think it's more about introducing people that may be new to either RPGs or new to wrestling is really what stands out to me. From the get-go, we wanted to make sure that this could appeal to both audiences. Because again, you know, this hasn't really been done before, a pro wrestling RPG. So, I mean, some of my favorite memories have come from WrestleQuest and like lapsed fans emailing us and say, you know, I grew up with wrestling, but I haven't paid attention for years. But now because of WrestleQuest, like I'm watching, you know, AEW, getting back into things. Or people that have never thought twice about wrestling approach me and be like, you know what, like I'm so into this, you know, where do I begin? And then following up with them a couple months later, and now they're like so far down the rabbit hole. It's sort of this good work of introducing people to the sport in a way that maybe had it not been for WrestleQuest, they never would have found their way here. So some of those sort of like recent memories have been the most impactful and sort of meaningful.
How did you find meshing the worlds of wrestling and JRPG and bringing that to life as well? Because we've got like smack talk segments, which I know are a big part of the game as well, which kind of lean on that sort of active time battle type approach from what I've seen. How did you go about it? And you must have had a lot of fun putting it together, right?
Oh yeah, tons of fun. Tons of watching promos to get into like the mindset of these guys and then, you know, to write in their voice and things like that. I mean, that just charges your batteries just listening to those. But as far as the crossover meshing RPGs and pro wrestling, there's so much shared foundation there that it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. And parts of it were easier than you think, you know, considering how much both are based on story and characters and really this idea of the spectacle of combat. Once we realized those crossovers exist, it became a matter of sort of wrestlifying these time-honored RPG elements that maybe have gotten a little stale, like turn-based combat. A lot of those systems can be kind of boring where you're just hit the same button over and over again. But once you add wrestling in, and now there's this live audience. So now you have to think, what does the audience want to see? They don't want to see me keep throwing punches. They want to see me doing something else. So now you're forced to really mix up your moves and approach combat with strategy and creativity, or you lose them. And once you lose the audience, then your enemies start getting stronger. So it's about capturing that idea of working with the crowd in a live wrestling event and then tying that back to JRPG systems. So it has been a ton of fun to dissect that and to think from a game design perspective, like, well, how do we capture that?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So what do you guys think of this impact sound effect?
Hold on. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, James?
Does this hit sound right to you?
Ah. Sounds about right.
Great, thanks.
What are you guys thinking for lunch? I'm up for sushi today.
I'm down.
It's time for WrestleQuest!
You capture the spirit so well in these segments. It really makes it, it crosses, it allows people who don't know wrestling to join in. It allows people who love wrestling to enjoy it even more. The one thing I love about it, James, is the game is, whilst you are introduced to a whole multiverse of new characters in WrestleQuest, we've got guys like Randy Savage in it, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake Roberts, Diamond Dallas Page, apparently Jeff Jarrett's in it. I heard a rumor. Now, obviously, WWE own a lot of those IP. How was the process for getting these guys into this game?
You know, they actually don't own the folks in WrestleQuest, but there are occasionally times where, like, they will be extending, you know, licenses and then have trademarks for unique elements of what, you know, is a WWE-owned property for things like, you know, specific costumes, gimmicks, storylines. So it's much more nuanced. And we can, like, quickly explain in an interview, but, you know, we were very specifically working in alignment to make sure we were not stepping on WWE toes, and also working through talent characters that also own their own trademarks and properties and are able to be active beyond WWE.
That's good. I was intrigued by that because you see so many that are attached. You see WWE sort of put the stamp on so many of them. So it's great that we're able to see them come to life in the game. They come to life in the form of action figures, which I think is a really lovely touch. Where did that idea come from to make action figures the sort of the iconic way to unlock and see these characters in the game?
So I gave you my Easter Bunny story, right? And that lends itself into, you know, I think everyone can relate to who had any wrestling action figures is like, you don't have your full set, right? You have a G.I. Joe and a Transformer and a Jeff Jarrett, right? So it's a, you know, it's definitely the making do with what you have out of fandom. And it's also like the affordance space from the creative side, I think really fits and elevates this triple down nostalgia. Like, you can't be a wrestling fan without falling in love with some of the merch, right? Like, I would say that some of the most engaged and loud, dedicated wrestling fandom communities are actually the action figure and toys folks. It's not uncommon for us to be on unrelated to WrestleQuest press interviews the last several years. In the background, they're stacked with wrestling action figures, right? From Kim Gary Vee to just celebrities. Like, we're all fans. So I think that the playfulness is just so much easier as well, because we can do things that are a little more off the wall with a toy, but still maintaining this E10 plus rating. Because we also want to make sure we're creating this family friendly, while still hitting people with chairs, wrestling moment with this, like, very obviously fantasy environment. So it's a toy story meets wrestling, which a lot of people told us not to do for a long time. And this has been one of the most, like, well-received elements of how WrestleQuest has been, like, constructed.
How come you were told not to?
You know, that is, people all say not to anything that's too off the wall. It's like, usually whenever there's something that has never been done before, like, that rare air will choke you out because it's a good reason. It's not market tested. There's too many legal barriers. There's a new space that no one's quite yet gone to. So in this case, it was just unproven. Like, it's a wrestling JRPG through a toy lens with a ton of high fantasy new characters that we're adding in alongside these licensed legends. So we were very meticulous with how we constructed these worlds. Like, it's like, as an example, you don't play as the licensed legends. Like, there are cities in their honor built around them for their contributions to wrestling, right? So when you go into Jeff's area, like, there's a larger than life Statue of Liberty, Jeff Jarrett, you know, posing, and there's wrestlers there just like seeking advisement. Like, what do I do with my gimmick? Please help me, Jeff. And that's like the fantasy that we bring to life in WrestleQuest. And if you, you know, manage your things right, you can unlock, you know, some of these legends as summons, like you would in a classic RPG. So you can have your Andre the Giant summons do some giant business as an extension of your team.
Jeff, in real life, you've had people come to you and come to your metaphorical summoning post to seek guidance. Is there a really strange piece of advice that you've either been asked for or given to a wrestling star on the rise?
You know, I actually, I try to be careful with my words, because at the end of the day, and I mean this out of all sincerity, if you're getting into the business for the money, get out. It's truly a byproduct of your success. If you're money driven, on the flip side is the whole DNVA industry is not necessarily to be the actual best mechanical wrestler. It's to be either the most loved or hated and nothing in between. That sometimes is hard for a young guy to digest, that, oh, you mean my wrestling isn't the absolute number one thing? No, it's unfortunately not. It's connecting emotionally with your audience. There is no, you know, there is no thing any more important than connecting emotionally with your audience. And so sometimes that's a little bit hard to digest. Let me ask you, what is your favorite part of WrestleQuest?
My favorite part, for me, it's the graphics, because I'm an 80s kid. I'm a big fan of Sonic the Hedgehog and Super Mario Brothers and Legend of Zelda, the Nintendo original one, obviously. And for me, it's that graphical style that always just warms my soul. That leans into modern sort of a modern inspiration, but takes you back. It's a game that I'm really excited to play when it's out next week and really get my teeth into, because it takes me back to being like 10 years old again and sitting there on a Saturday morning with a Nintendo controller that really hurts because the corners are really sharp.
So Zach, is he going to love Dash? Is he going to love Dash Talent?
Oh yeah. Dash Talent for sure. Very similar to Jeff in the hair department. Both have cool hair.
I love that answer.
What about you? What do you love about the game, Jeff?
It's the simple answer is the IP. Oh my gosh. You know, I broke in 86, but you know, my first real run was in the early 90s. So when you see JYD, Rocky Soul Man Johnson, you know, his kid's done pretty good for himself. Jake the Snake, Macho Man, Andre, Road Warriors. I mean, we could go down that list. It's kind of amazing. So that is that caught my eye. But really getting into the DNA of the game and really understanding it and be a part of me being a part of the creative process and being part of the Mega Cat team, it's the love letter to wrestling. That's, look, my logo, my world, it's what I do at the podcast. We're talking about the era of wrestling. It's such a, you just said something connected emotionally to you, you know, the graphics and all that. And for me, it is the story of a professional wrestler. Start at the bottom, get to the top. That in essence is kind of a life story. It certainly happens in wrestling. You see the guy break in, he's tried this gimmick, he's tried that gimmick, all of a sudden he kind of breaks, and then he starts his climb up the ladder. That to me is a, you know, a rags to riches success story. That's, I love that part of a game or of life.
And it's storytelling, which is what wrestling has done better than anyone forever. And we get it continues that in WrestleQuest. It's out next week on PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, PC, and Netflix games. Zach, before we let you go, can you offer, for anyone who's listening today, who's got it pre-ordered, got it wishlisted, ready to go, ready to play it, can you offer a tip or a trick for them to get started with? Maybe something to look out for. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon they start their day off by just maybe watching a Macho Man or Jeff Jarrett promo. Powerful and coffee. And then when they play, we hope they have fun. We hope they laugh. We hope they cry. We hope they get sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
James, perspiration aside, can you offer a tip or a trick for somebody who's going to be picking up the game, like all of us, on August the 8th?
And we just focus on the perspiration. Like, I'm currently completely covered in baby oil, and I'm only going to re-oil myself on launch day. So it's like something for everyone to look forward to. I'll stream it.
You can either join twitch.tv/cultaholic for a playthrough. There's nothing like picking up the game and playing it yourself, but you can join us for a live stream, or you can watch James oiling. It's going to be a difficult choice. But you know what? In life, you never make the wrong decision. Mega Cat Studios and Jeff Jarrett, the minds, the brains, the voices, the guitars behind WrestleQuest. Thank you for joining us on Cultaholic today.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.